shares his film before a live studio audience.
Hey, guys, take a look. Isn't that one of the Righteous Brothers?
Yeah, actually, Robin Colcord flew him in to sing to Rebecca earlier.
Wow! Well, which one is he?
I think that's Righteous Brother number two.
Oh, that's Joe Medley.
Hey, tall, dark, and pipes down to your shorts. What are you doing back here?
Well, my plane for Reno doesn't leave for another 3 hours, and I didn't have anywhere to go. So would you like a drink and buddies?
You bet. Hey, guys.
Hey. So, Bill, can we buy you a beer, huh?
Sure.
All right. Okay, let's see. Everybody pony up 6 cents.
Yeah. Hey, Bill.
Hey, so listen,
Whoa, one at a time.
Well, yeah, I hope you don't mind these questions, Bill, but after all, we are paid for that drink.
No. I love it. Matter of fact, this is what it's all about, being with the people and talking about music with the fans. I mean, you guys are real knowledgeable and aware of what's going on.
There you go.
And I dig it. Now, what was your question?
Oh, well, Mr. Medley, how come you changed your name from Righteous?
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. Everybody knows your name. You wanna go where people know, people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Hey, Sam.
Is Rebecca here yet?
Oh, no. She left a message. I'll be back later. Right now, I'm on top of the mole.
What? Oh, Woody. Woody, it's not an M, it's a W. She's going to be on top of the wolf. Yes, there she is. So that's an O-U there. You see, Clivia? She's on top of the...
It's top of the world, top of the world. The expression is top of the world.
No. Look at that, Jack. Read that.
Well, I stand corrected. She's indeed on top of the world.
Cool kid.
Huh? What do you mean, Sammy?
Well, after you guys left last night at Little Wally's, she went in the ladies' room to get some burger grease off her blouse or something. Guess who pulls up? Robin Colcord with another woman.
No sooner does Squire Colcord put an end to Rebecca's celebrated 4 years of celibacy than he's off baling hay with some other wench the very next night. The man is absolutely nothing more than a rich, spoiled, narcissistic philanderer. I hate myself for envying him so.
If Rebecca's still riding high, I guess she doesn't know about Robin's other babe. How'd she miss spotting him at Little Wally's?
Oh, come on, Carl. You know how that place is. I mean, you can't see your hand in front of your face, what with the vapors coming off Wally's food and, you know, off Wally himself.
So how'd you handle it, Sammy?
Well, you know me, Daddy Cool. Well, I figured if she came out of the bathroom, she'd see him, so... Well, I jumped in. I think I handled it pretty smoothly.
No. You two can use the door.
Why can't I use the door?
Are you kidding me? You go out through that door, you know, all that grease on your blouse, one spark, you go up like a Roman candle.
Oh, smart idea. Good. It's too small. It's too small.
All right. Shoot, don't panic. All right, I got it. Here. Maybe I can squeeze you through here, you know. Take off all your clothes and rub the soap all over your body. All right, okay, fine. Plan B.
Wait.
I got it. All right. Put this jacket over your head. Okay. I'll lead you out.
All right, good. Sam, that's good. But what about you?
Take off your blouse and put it over my head. I don't know.
Sam!
Come on, quit getting around. Careful, please.
Great looks and all that savvy. Sam, I swear, if you had a spigot in the middle of your forehead, I'd marry you in a second.
Well, I hope that fire didn't do a lot of damage. I love little Wallace.
Woody, there's no fire. I just made that part up.
Well, she must have looked like a darn fool with your coat wrapped around her face running through the restaurant screaming.
No, not a little Wally's.
Well, you did good work, Sammy. Fine work, though.
I don't know, guy. Thank you, but the more I think about it, you know, the more I wonder if I did do the right thing. I mean, she should know what that guy's up to before she gets in too deep. Maybe I should tell her.
No, Sammy, take it from a mailman. People want to kill the messenger. Or at least overturn his cart and kick the mail around the hallway.
You know, I agree with Cliff. There's a great deal to be said for discretion. You know, it's entirely possible that Rebecca may grow tired of Robin all on her own, thus avoid the heartache. And on the other hand, as one who was cuckolded by a lover deeply trusted, the longer led on, the harder the fall. I'm just not sure that Rebecca can be as strong and forgiving as I was when that bitch Diane dumped me.
Well, you know, Sam, I had this cousin, Skeeter, who was in the Army a bunch of years ago. Well, he never saw any action. Although he did blow off his thumb in a mortar accident. Big show-off. Anyway, he was going out with this girl, and she went to the Kiwanis dance with this other guy, Laird Danielson. I saw him kissing and hugging behind the propane tanks. I was pretty much in the same spot as you are now.
What'd you do?
Nothing. I'm waiting to hear what you do.
I'm going to tell her.
There he is, my hero. He was probably too modest to tell you all, but this man rushed me through a burning building with his coat over my face and then led me out of the fire. And I am telling you, the fire was so close that I could feel the flames licking my ears.
It was hot, all right.
Anyway, Sam, I just want to thank you again for saving my life.
Listen, I probably should have told you this last night. Sit down here. This is not going to be very easy to tell you here. Well, how do I start?
Next day, Amy, say the Army, mate.
The what?
Robin, my sweet baby.
A budding rose. I brought it myself because I didn't want you to miss even a moment of its bloom.
Oh, my God, this is so cool. Oh, Robin, I can hardly wait till we're alone together again tonight.
Oh, yes, about tonight. I'm terribly sorry. An emergency board meeting has been called.
How about a late supper afterwards?
Yeah, well, the meeting could last through the night.
I could last to the morning.
Well, let's say we put that to the test tomorrow night.
All right, I'll rest up. Yeah. Olay! Ow!
Are you okay?
Oh, no. I'm fine. I'm just going to go put it in some water.
Sam, I want to thank you for your discretion last night. That is, if running alongside a screaming woman with a sack over her head can be called discretion.
Well, a sack? There's my jacket.
Really? Please buy one for me, huh? Well, at any rate, I want to thank you. And as a man of the world, I'm sure you've been in similar circumstances and know how embarrassing it can be. It was nice to find an ally in a sticky situation like that.
Ally, nothing. I just didn't want to see Rebecca get hurt.
Nor do I. So I hope you'll keep up your continued silence. I mean, if the event should ever repeat itself.
Emergency board meeting. You got another date tonight, don't you?
Sadly, yes.
Don't think I want to help you, pal.
Sam, you surprise me. You and I have the same weakness, beautiful women. I thought perhaps men like us shared a common bond.
No, we don't share anything together here. You know, Rebecca's my friend. You got a lot of nerve to think I'm going to help you cheat on her.
I see. You're taking an ethical stand. Well, let me counter with this. One phone call from me and you can have your bar back.
Why do you think that you can always buy anything? The whole bar? No down payment?
Cheers will be yours, son.
Okay. I don't feel very good about this, so.
Yes, well, you can print that on your cocktail napkin. I'm off for a strenuous board meeting.
I thought I got all the thorn out of it. Still feels like there's some of it in there. Sam, you said you had something real important you want to tell me?
Yeah. I think I just made a deal to buy back the bar.
That's wonderful! Isn't that fun? You get the bar, I get Robin. Don't you feel great?
I feel bad.
Welcome to Cheers. We're glad to have you here. Whoa, that love and being. Hi there. You look like a couple in love. This is a place for love.
Does this place for love have a waitress? We've been waiting 20 minutes.
Well, I could take your order. Oh, might I suggest two hot toddies and a walk hand in hand along the Charles?
To be honest with you, Susan and I haven't been getting along lately. Give us whatever you're having.
Sammy, I'm telling you, if she doesn't cut out that mushy stuff, she's going to lose that love and feeling from the neck down.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad, is it?
Elaine, honey, your break time is over.
I believe she's got a harp in here.
Yeah. Well, look how great it slices these eggs.
Sweetheart, I never thought I'd say this to a woman, but please, give your fingers a rest, sir, will you?
Somebody give me a hand with this?
Well, I'd be happy to. I wonder if you know that the harp here is the grandfather of modern-day guitar. Yeah, it seems that the early minstrels were much larger people.
Never mind, I'll look at myself.
The hands the size of small dogs.
Sammy, you gotta stop Rebecca. You just gotta tell her before this goes any farther.
Yeah, come on, Sammy. Put us out of our misery.
Yeah, right? Sammy, come on. She's taking to replacing the beer nuts with these little candy hearts that say, "Hold me. I'm yours. Lovey dovey. Hey, free beer."
Oh, no, Mr. Peterson. Fool me once.
It's gotta be told now, Sam. If it were done, which is done, then twere well it were done quickly.
I'm sorry?
Move it, pal.
I thought about it, and I'm not gonna say anything. I just, I think I'm doing the right thing here. I mean, come on, you guys. What she doesn't know won't hurt her.
You know, Sam, it's proven to be a big disappointment to me.
Oh, come on, man. Don't.
No. I always model myself after you. Well, I mean, not the way you're always hung up on your looks. That's kind of shallow, really. And not the chasing after women part, because that's kind of silly, but the other part.
There's no other part.
Yeah, there is, Sam. There's the part of you that's always looking out for your friends. I mean, that's the thing about you that's made you my hero. But now, leaving Miss Howe on the hook like that, I may have to go back to my old hero, St. Thomas Aquinas.
I found somebody to sublet my apartment.
Why? Are you moving?
Well, I can't expect Robin to live in my little hovel.
You two are going to move in together?
Well, I think it's the logical next step. You know, everything's been going so well for me. And I love the 90s.
Okay, you start singing again, it's going to be a very short decade.
Sweetheart, wait, listen. Don't move out of your apartment, honey. I got something I gotta text. Sit down here.
What is it?
I know this is the last thing that you want to hear, and I sure as hell wish I didn't have to be the one to tell you.
Well, just go ahead and tell me.
Robin's seen other women behind your back.
What?
There was no fire last night, sweetheart. Just Robin and some tall, auburn-haired babe with legs up to her eyes.
How do you do this to me?
What?
I mean, just because you're jealous, the first chance you get, you have to try and submarine Robin. You need help. Real help, not Frasier.
Oh, whoa. Listen to me a second here. I'm telling you the truth.
I thought that you were my friend.
I am your friend, damn it. I'll tell you how good a friend I am. Robin was going to buy this bar back for me if I kept my mouth shut.
Oh, brother! How low can you sink? Whoa. Do you really expect me to believe a stupid story like that about my sweet baby?
Honey, the guy doesn't have a board meeting. He's with that woman right now.
Fine. I'm just going to prove you wrong. I'm going to go over there. I'm going to wait outside that board meeting. Yes, I am. And then he's going to come out, and I'm going to see him. We'll smooch a little bit, and then we will laugh about you and your stupid, pitiful lies.
Well, I don't care if she doesn't believe me. I'll tell you. You know, I feel good about myself because I told the truth. And, you know, when it comes right down to it, I'll be able to live with myself.
Sam...
me. Yeah, what?
You could have had the bar back, you jackass!
Surprise, darling!
What's going on?
Robin, who's this? Who am I? Who are you?
Well, I see introductions are in order. Christine Darby, New York City Ballet. Rebecca Howe, proprietor of Cheers.
Sam was right. Oh, God, why does this always happen to me? How can somebody as beautiful as I am be such a loser? Robin, I thought we had something.
You're seeing her, too?
Well, this evening is off to a rollicking start.
Robin, I am not the kind of person who fools around with just anybody.
Are you saying I am?
Ballerina, why don't you make like a swan and die? Robin, I need a one-woman man.
And I am a one-woman man. It's just that I'm still looking for the one woman. But you can both take heart. I've got it narrowed down to three. You two and a little chargé d'affaires in the French consulate.
Well, I don't care who you are. I have my self-respect. No one treats Christine Darby like this.
Christine,
So, now I guess it's down to two.
Rebecca, you don't know how lucky I am to find someone so understanding and compassionate as you are.
Not so fast, Robin. I have a little self-respect myself. You're going to have to choose, Robin, right now. Is it going to be me or your chargé d'affaires?
Well, honestly, I don't know.
Fine. And promise me you'll think about it a while. Hi, Sam.
Hello.
Well, I guess I owe you an apology.
No, I'm sorry. Feeling all right?
Me? Fine.
Well, should tell him to take off?
No, Sam. That would be the easy thing for me to do.
Would you let him off the hook? He promised that he wasn't going to see any more women?
No, Sam. That would be the easy thing for him to do.
Well, what are we left with here?
A deeper understanding of our relationship and what we as mature adults are going to do to make it work out.
You bought that?
For your information, Robin wants very much to get married.
He does?
Yes, he does. To me. Or one other woman.
He narrowed it down. That's a nice touch.
Sam.
Oh, come on.
Something worth having is worth fighting for.
No, you sold out.
I absolutely did not sell out. I merely entered a fair contest where the payoff would satisfy any woman's wildest dreams.
You really believe that?
I believe every single word. Oh, boy. What am I going to do? I feel so cheap and so used, I think. Oh, God, Sam, I can't do this to myself. I'm going to have to break it off with Robin.
What's the right thing to do?
Oh, God, why do I feel so miserable?
It's never the right thing unless you do feel miserable.
I know. I'm just gonna tell him it's over. I'll just say to him, that's it, sweet baby. I mean, you know, Robin Colcord is not worth me losing my dignity. Dignity. Why not? I've tried everything else in my life.
Rebecca, I knew I'd find you here. That's fascinating. Everyone else in the world, at the end of the evening, goes to their homes. You people come to this bar.
This is your chance. You give him hell.
I'm going to make him wish he'd never been born. Robin. Mr. Colcord.
Rebecca, I'll be brief. You were very understanding about that little incident back in my limo, and I think that kind of understanding should be rewarded. So, I'd like you to have this. It's a diamond bracelet. It's not much, really, though it does come with a security guard.
For your money, or your diamonds, or the fact that you can buy my friend's bars. I love you because I think you're a very interesting man, and I thought you cared about me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm ashamed of myself for trying to buy your feelings. I want to tell you that I'm still the same man, and I still care for you the same as I did before.
Well, by that, do you mean that you care for me, but you still want to see other women?
Exactly. But I should like to point out that if I'd offered this bracelet to my charge d'affaires, she would have snatched it up in a blur. Yeah, I admire your standards. This definitely puts you in the lead. Musker, would you care to join me?
Did you hear that? I am winning. I'm winning.
Listen to me for a second here. Come on, you've given up something very valuable and very important. You're going to regret this the rest of your life.
You're right. I will take that bracelet.